This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do. I honestly appreciate knowing that there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, other things you could be doing. You've chosen this show, you've chosen to be part of this family, and I very much do appreciate it. Bad news, sad news today. Barbara Bush, they call her they used to call her Grandmother Bush because of the way she treated people. And, you know, she, not a politician. You know what I'm saying? She raised some good... I'm not in total agreement with her boys, but she raised some really good boys. She raised a good family. She reached out to... She did all kinds of things for her community. Right? I mean, think about it. She raised two presidents. Well, no, I'm sorry. I apologize. She raised a president and a governor. I mean, what is a good old boy? We're talking about Bubba Bush, right? Sharks tell you. And then she raised Jed. I mean, I don't know what happened to him. I guess if you're governor of Florida, you can't be all that bad. But my God, he's such a squishy. I'm not going to beat on them that bad. And I didn't know this, but I guess apparently, does anybody know why she has... She has had and has the white hair. She had several losses all at one time when she was younger, including a daughter. And apparently her hair went white in a relatively short period of time. And when I say short, I mean within weeks. And she's never been able to get... She had reddish-brown hair, they say. So she's been through her stuff in her years. Right? But I mean, when you think about it, 92 years old. What a great life. For those of my friends that are Christians, we know where she is now. I mean, think about it. No more pain. No mortgage payment. Don't have to worry about getting the taxes back in. I mean, seriously. I didn't see anybody go after her terrible today. You know, but the other day when people were saying, you know, that's the other thing I always love. You want to say your hearts and prayers go out to the family, and people get nuts with it. Well, they were praying people. They were people who believed in God. You know, I told you that memorial I went to on Sunday for one of the Thunderbird pilots. They talked about his faith in God, his belief in God. And there was one guy I was pretty close to, I mean, in proximity, not in relationship. He was groaning when they were praying. You know why? Because we were on a high school campus. Can't have prayer any place on public property, apparently. but I'm not interested. No, those guys I just look at, you know, thank God I'm not God. That's all I got to say. But I look at those guys and I just kind of smile sheepishly at them. But anyway, I mean, again, our hearts and prayers to go out with the family. I don't care if she was 110 and they knew she was dying. It doesn't make it any easier. And those, some people are going to come after her and the family because of how backwards and prudish and, you know, all this other garbage. But this is simply a great American woman has passed away. And, you know, we need to honor that, I guess is what I'm saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know that old saying? There are no, there's no atheists in a foxhole. Well, you guys heard today that Southwest Airlines had a problem with an engine, and then the engine, apparently parts from the engine cracked the window. And she got sucked. I don't think she got sucked all the way out. We'll go through that in a second. And the poor woman, her name is Jennifer Reed, and they've already got in touch with her husband. She was from Albuquerque, New Mexico, mother of two. She's a Wells Fargo bank executive. She was taken to a Pennsylvania hospital in critical condition after Flight 1380 made emergency landing in Philadelphia after leaving New York this morning. Witnesses told a local news station that the woman was partially sucked out of the airplane window and shrapnel from the exploding engine had smashed that window. Now, Reed worked as Vice President of Community Relations for Wells Fargo and was a graduate of the University of New Mexico. So, you know, again, I hope nobody gets stupid with this. He has a mother or two that was lost. The mayor of Albuquerque, Tim Keller, said in a statement that Reed was a thoughtful leader who had long been part of the fabric of the community. The, you know, it's just amazing. CEO Kelly of Southwest Airlines said that the flight crew handled the situation magnificently, did the job superbly. While he didn't identify any of the five crew members, Kelly said the captain was very experienced and started in the airline world in 1994. Doesn't that seem like 100 years ago to anybody else? So we'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, with us, working through things, talking about issues, sending me emails, watching Facebook take a nosedive. Anyway, I always appreciate you guys being involved. I'm trying to get Karen Sigmund to come on. And there's a rally going on this weekend. I don't want to tell you about it in Los Angeles yet. I want her to come on and tell you about it. If she can't, I will muddle my way through. But I won't do it any justice whatsoever. I guarantee it. We were talking about that flight of the Southwest airline plane. And I don't know how you stay cool in that situation. I'm not saying that I couldn't. It's just you're thinking to yourself, you know, the engine explodes basically in the air. And it starts to fall apart, come apart. Pieces and parts are flying everywhere. One of the parts hits one of the windows. I guess it cracks the window, breaks the window. You're up in a high-pressure situation. It breaks, pulls a woman through maybe halfway. And this ain't going to sound right, but she is not a large woman. So thank God somebody grabbed her before she truly got sucked through that window. And can you imagine the people watching that happen? And maybe even kids? How do you explain that one? But thank God they had the presence of mind to grab her. Get out of the chair, go grab her. Right? I mean, what people really will do for each other when the crap's hitting the fan. You know, they could have been sucked out too. If another window broke, another window cracked, it could really have been a problem, don't you think? Joe Marcus was a passenger on a plane. He told a news source that he told Fox News' Martha McCallum that the incident, he heard a big boom. When he looked to his left, he saw the engine was totally black. He said he was largely calm in the situation, although he said it felt like we were just falling from the sky. Those planes are made, by the way, to fly on one engine. Not well, not as fast, but they can or should be able to. It's a bear to fly, but they can usually fly on one engine. Not the whole route, obviously. That's why they made the emergency landing. One passenger said, boy, it got my way. I was trying to buy Wi-Fi when it happened. No, I'm just kidding. He did say he was trying to purchase Wi-Fi on a plane to contact loved ones. I mean, some people must have been wigging out, right? But if you got, and I'm not doing a ad for them, but, you know, if you had T-Mobile, apparently in most of the planes in the air now, T-Mobile, you can actually text from the plane. You know, it used to be the only place you could get away from everybody, right? You could tell your boss, your family, your friends, yeah, I got a 4-hour trip to Tennessee. I'll just be out of pocket. In other words, deal with it. But now it's becoming less and less of the story. Anyhow, you know, our buddy, the conservarican, Julio Rivera, I'd like to say he turned me on to these guys, but I had heard them before. I'm not a major league fan of this kind of music or you know, this kind of rock. But hey, if it gets young people turned on, if it gets young people willing to step up and at least listen, bring on as much grunge as humanly possible. Anybody know what grunge rock is? Man, I think of Crash. Look, you're smiling over there. You're making fun of me for being old. I know that's what it is. You know? So, grunge. I'll have to ask him when he comes on. So Madison Rising is an American patriotic post-grunge and hard rock band formed back in 2011. They refer themselves as the United States' most patriotic rock band, and it's led by Air Force veteran Master Sergeant Rio Hyatt. We'll have him on in a little bit here. Because, you know, Tammy and I will see a commercial, we'll hear something, we'll watch something, and I would have never thought of that. I would have thought I would be the only guy on the planet that would like that. Or the only person on the planet that would like that. And then you find out that, no, it goes, and it goes hard. You know what I'm saying? So they have a song. You'll have to stand for this, by the way. The Star Spangled Banner. As you've never heard it before.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed?
So far, so good. And even when I was in a band, I would have never thought of doing this. Now my favorite part's coming up. Come on. If that doesn't excite you, nothing will. That doesn't turn you on. Your turner on her is broken. Well, I didn't know what to say. Anyway, no, seriously. There are some people get stuck up on the way things should be, the way things always were. No. You know what? We don't all think like you. Thank God they don't all think like I do. Right? You reach people. You got to reach people where they're at. You got to reach people the way you can reach them. Get them excited. Get them turned on. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, we'll be joined by Air Force veteran Master Sergeant Rio Hyatt to talk about Madison Rising. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. You already know that. I know there's like 3,000 other shows out there that you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, which tells me either I've really got you tricked, or you've got a really high IQ, and that's why you tune in. But I do appreciate it. You know, I'm always talking about reaching people the way you need to reach them. And, you know, some of you old-timers, I don't care whether it's patriotic stuff, religious stuff, just do it. Look, we don't use horses anymore, you know. We use cars now, right? And you got to, sometimes you just got to tweak it to be able to reach those people that you normally wouldn't get to, that I normally wouldn't get to. Now, I remember the first time that I heard the Star Spangled Banner from these guys, and I played it for you in the last segment. There were some people I talked to who said, "Oh man, that's just why do they have to rock it up like that? Why? What does it matter? It's about the words, and as long as you're being honest and true, and you understand what it's about, what is it?" Here I am. I'm gonna commit blasphemy for some of you. I don't care if you put it to a disco tune, okay? The song is the song. The words are the words, and they mean what it says. So, Medicine Rising is an American patriotic post-grunge and hard rock band. I'm going to ask what that means in a minute. Formed back in 2011. And right now, joining me, and I'm actually honored to have him on with me, Rio Hyatt is with me. He's an Air Force veteran, Master Sergeant. Rio, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know,
hey everybody.
The Air Force. I want you to know something. I am a big fan of the Air Force. Okay, and I think they're very. It's a very smart service because they only send up their officers. So if you can, if you can manage to stay, you know, busted and not get up there, you can just wave as they go. But the other thing was, I tried to get in and I couldn't pass the eye exam. I wanted in so bad that I went and actually got my own pilot's license, got it on my own, got a helicopter pilot's license, and did what I could for the community. But, man, you guys that are there, and again, I'm not just saying it, I really do appreciate your service. I appreciate you going out there and fighting for our freedom here, and I wish people had more respect for guys like you. Tell me, what makes a grunge band? What is a grunge band? Help me. I'm the old white guy in the room.
I think the grunge band, the whole sound came from, of course, the Seattle sound, and we kind of adopted a bit of it and took that little bit of dirtier less clean chord, if you would,
right,
and put some distortion behind it. And we just kept and pushed it forward. Now, post-grunge would be that we've become more modern hard rock. So that's where we're at this point.
Okay, but then on top of that, the so-called icing on the cake is your patriotic post-grunge band. What is that? Would you look around at a bunch of your buddies sitting on the couch one day and go, hey, you know what? We should beef up these patriotic songs and go hit the circuit. How does that work?
Well, we got tired of the idea came about. Well, you get to so much. The arts is very liberal. And then, if you're a rock band and you're speaking against the government and against the Constitution, then everybody seems to be like, oh, look at these guys. They're tip-of-the-spear kind of guys. They're, you know, that sort of stuff. But then, you know, the idea was we're kind of sick of it. Why aren't there more rock bands that are willing to stand up and say, you know what, I believe in the Constitution. I kind of believe in the rule of law. And so we reformed. We seen the niche that was needed, and here we are.
And, you know, and the old-timers, we were talking about this just before we came on, and I appreciate the older fellas. And again, I know some of them think that, like you say, there's only one way to play the song, there's only one way to salute the flag kind of thing. Do you get a positive response for them? Or are they appreciative of what you do but not really enjoying the music?
You know what? You would think that. The way that there's so many... I think once, definitely live, I've had no one come up to me and say any ill about it. Like, none. But I think they start feeling that bottom end in it. You can really, in our rock version, you can really feel the rocket's red glare and the bomb bursting in there. It's got a low end to it. It's almost like you're at a fireworks show. And once they start hearing it and see the excitement that people, you know, it brings chills. It brings, tears. Excuse me. Once they see that, then it's like, wow, this thing is extra special. Of course, everybody knows Ted Nugent, and one of the things he was talking to, he's got a cameraman named Brian, and they were sitting around talking, and one of the things that was said in their conversation was, you know, it was written in, I think it was 1814, the War of 1812.
Mm-hmm.
It was written, and it was just sitting around waiting for Madison Rising to put the music to it. And
that's
great. That kind of blew me away, you know, and I was like, hey, wow, I mean, you can't say stuff like that. That's a big weight, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, it's such an incredible song, and we get very little, you know, people, unless someone asserts themselves online to make sure that you know, if they're in a power where they have a platform, and they really start, like Tosh.0, I mean, the guy tried to rip us apart, and if they have a platform, they'll start, and then all their followers will start beating down on it, but never have we went out and played. I mean, they ripped us on Yahoo for a NASCAR performance, but the funny thing is nobody there at the NASCAR event hated it. They were coming up to us treating us like, you know, there's a difference between Madison Rising and a difference between superstars, you know. And for a brief moment, you got to feel what it's like to be treated like a superstar.
I can't imagine in NASCAR. And I'm not making fun of them by any stretch of the imagination. You don't get any more, you know, American mom and apple pie than those guys. I can't imagine any of them there disliking or hating what you guys did with that song.
No, it's pretty incredible because it's played like we will go camping, we will go to bike rallies, we'll go to football games, you know, college and pro, and all of a sudden I'm hearing the song, and I'm like, hey, get a little bit of swagger walking through because they're playing our version, and they don't know that we're there, or they don't know if I'm there walking around. So it's pretty cool.
I want people during the break, I want people to go to Amazon, go to your website, we'll post all that stuff up, because this is not just a Star Spangled Banner. You've got the Marine hymns up there, you do America the Beautiful, you do God Bless America. I mean, you could have a field day of rock and roll tears. I mean, seriously, because it's such, look, I'm not big into music, but your stuff does stir me when I listen to it.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's made for that. that little bit of feeling inside is what it's made for. And simply because as we grew up as kids, I know I've got three kids of my own, and I've never heard them tell me that they've learned any of the traditional songs. You know, even back, you know, if you can throw in like Yankee Doodle Dandy, that should have been something that we've all learned. America the Beautiful, God Bless America, the Star Spangled Banner, Yankee Doodle. Those are things that were the name, a mainstay when I was in elementary school. Now these kids have no clue about it. And what they're teaching them is even like in contrast of, current events where they said like 60% of the millennials have no idea what Auschwitz is.
No, that was amazing to me. But it even goes further than that. They don't even know who we fought for that Revolutionary War. They don't know how long ago we fought it. They don't know who gave up what. I mean, our founding fathers, you know, we say we would do anything, but would we? I mean, there are people that won't skip a day of work to go to do a rally, to do something that'll make a difference. Yet our founding fathers gave up life. They gave up family. They gave up property. I mean, think about what they did.
Oh, yeah.
Very few people are there.
You hit the nail on the head right there with that comment. It's very easy to be on social media and talk about how important it is. And if war came to my land, I'm going to meet it. You won't even take a day off work to speak up for your rights. I hail right outside of Baltimore, and the Baltimore riots were, just a couple of years removed from there. And I've got individuals that were, big veterans in my groups. They were still active. And, we're talking, we're sitting having dinner, and those guys are like, if they're stomping the flag in front of me, I'll rip that thing right out from under. That's funny because I kind of watched you watch it. I'm watching it on the news. My wife's been involved. She gets called in and has to go down to Baltimore to protect everything. She's military, Air Force here. And,
wow.
And then next thing you know, people are storming the flag all over the place. I've yet to see one of those guys that talked it do anything about it. And then when I asked them about it, they said, well, our commander made sure that was the point. We don't get involved. And I was like,
hey, you can't hear it, Rio, but we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. I want to talk more about this and some other things when it comes to patriotism. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I've got Rio Hyatt with me from Madison Rising.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you... The closest I ever came to grunge rock, now that I think about it, because that was Alice Cooper on the, on coming back in. He was about the closest. And that horrified my parents. I didn't even think about watching somebody like that, having albums of his satanic albums, in the house. It was hilarious. But anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to my website, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff they've taught you to be afraid of, and you don't have to be. They've given us labels. You don't have to live up to them. You don't have to accept them. I'm telling you. So I've got, I love your title first. Air Force veteran Master Sergeant Rio Hyatt is joining me. He's with Madison Rising, a great American patriotic post-grunge and hard rock band. Listen, first of all, thank you for your service. Secondly, thanks for being with me today.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your time with me.
I appreciate you having us.
You know, all right, so let's have some fun here, because before we went to break,
okay.
I said, and I get mad at them all the time, and they know it, so they haven't heard anything new here. If you're just simply a Facebook warrior, and that's all you do, you're not helping. You're not really helping the cause. You see, a guy like Rio, when the crap hits the fan, he doesn't grab a keyboard. He grabs a gun. He's willing to go out and help you. And We have to be willing to fight. And I don't mean just mean physically. I mean show up at your school board meetings. Show up at your city council meetings. Let them know that you're watching. And the ones that you voted in, if they're not standing up to that Constitution, then you need to let them know. You're going to vote them out. You're not going to threaten. You're actually going to work hard to get rid of them. Right, Rio?
That's exactly it. That is exactly it. If you don't put your work in to actually do something about it, then you're just going to complain the whole time. And really, we don't need to hear you complaining. You know, we can do that any day. Or we can just go to a liberal rally and hear all the complaining we want to.
Yeah,
the fact is, you know, I'll throw a quick little experience in there. We were on a bill with Milo Yiannopoulos in Arizona last October. And venue after venue, we were in Arizona and Phoenix for a week where they just kept shutting down venues after venue after venue. They would, you know, Antifa would threaten, then the venue would shut down, and they'd say, you know, kick us from one venue to the other. 65 venues. The 65th venue we got in. And I got on stage, we're about to do our show, and, you know, I gave them a tongue lashing. It was a nice take them out behind the barn and come to Jesus talk. The reason we're in number 65 is because you allowed it to be. You allowed them to push you out of venue after venue and take our freedom of speech.
Amen.
Because you failed to do anything about it. That's why we're number 65. It's not their fault. They're playing the game the best way they can. It's our fault. And I think that it has a lot to do with us being the silent majority, having to be pushed so far. It's kind of a weird dichotomy that we have to now activate people and make sure they're not just keyboard warriors. You can have all the facts and statistics and post it on your social medias, but unless you get on boots to the ground, you're really not doing much. Get out and help us.
I agree. Listen, I say this all the time. And during the Revolutionary War, if we fought by the Marcus of Queensberry rules like the English did, we would have the Queen. We wouldn't have a president. Yeah. Okay, we played guerrilla warfare, and that's what you need to do. This is no longer, they have shown their true colors, and you can't be nice to you. There's no, you know, Alice Cooper song, no more Mr. Nice Guy. That's it. You need to take no prisoners, right?
The good part about it was this past, you know, at least a call to action was this past weekend on the 14th, you had the National State Capitol pro-gun rally, the pro-Second Amendment rally, and, you know, it was a good showing. It wasn't a great showing, and I think it needs to start becoming a great showing. You know, get out and support what you want change. Okay. If you don't like what's going on, we're pretty overall, I would say, that the nation itself is kind of a smart nation. You know, we're an educated nation. And it doesn't take much for us to figure out what's against the law. And if your politicians are breaking the law, you call for accountability, and then you have them removed from office. And then you call for accountability again. Now, you have to. Or, even before this last election cycle, years before, you could say two words, lawyer and politician, and the next word that pops in somebody's mouth, mind is crooked. So if you associate with the politicians that run your country as crooked, then it's your fault for allowing it to happen.
You're exactly
so
right.
We have to change it.
Yep.
And you got to get up and do it. You know, we're in a battle right now with the Second Amendment. They're using the tactics of using kids. You can't go after kids. You know, if the kid says this now, the Parkland survivors, I have sympathy for the survivors, but I also say, the Second Amendment in the Constitution of the United States is much bigger than 17. I'm sorry. But I need to be able to protect myself. My right that's not even given by the Constitution to protect myself. You know, in several of the Supreme Court cases, they've called it out, saying that it's not even your right to bear arms is there, and it doesn't have to be based on the Constitution. The Constitution is not a vehicle for you to have that right. It's already there. That's words from the Supreme Court in several different judgments, one in 1876, I think one in 1939. So
you're an informed guy. You know, listen, you've been out and about. You, if you got 10 people at one of your concerts, or you got, you know, just a bunch of people hanging out, you, honestly, you find about a third of them know what you know, right?
I think so. At least, you know, I talk about it, so I hope that they do. I hope they do their, you know, their due diligence as a citizen to be able to have an educated debate. Because once you come out with education and you start talking and you start asking, now fire back. I will have a debate with anyone as long as it doesn't go to all of a sudden when they don't have an answer, you're racist.
Right.
You know, we recently were featured on HBO on their news channel, Vice News, and we put out a song called War recently, and it happened. We had it recorded for a while, and we were waiting for that next big event. And that next big event happened to be Charlottesville. We put it out in response to Charlottesville and the Antifa groups, who have no problem with saying, this is my freedom of speech, but you can't have your freedom of speech. And as a constitutionalist, everyone should have that right. That's what it's there for. You have the right to.
That's the difference between them and us, though, is that I don't care what you say. You can say whatever you want to say mean to me or whatever, because I believe in a freedom of speech. You can't hurt me with your words. And you have a right to feel the way you feel or say what you... But you don't have a right to stop me from saying... See, they think they do. They've got the ultimate authority, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly how it is. You know, as long as you say what they want you to say, you have the freedom of speech. If you don't agree with them or you have different opinion, all of a sudden, no, you've gone too far. The part I disagree with is now you try to destroy property, and you do, and you start being physical. The moment you're physical, you've crossed that line. And that's not a good line to be across. You know?
Your next song should be around Love Trump's Hate, and I'll tell you why, right? Because they run around with these signs, love Trump's hate, love Trump's hate.
Yep.
But who's spewing all the hate? Who's spewing all the violence, right?
They're preaching. When you see, I live just up from D.C. in Baltimore, and you see these kids, these 8, 9, 10-year-old kids with, you know, F Trump signs and the middle finger up to Trump and all these, the vulgarities on their shirts, and you're like, this is why... This is why you're here. This is ridiculous. You know, how about getting out of the street at this point and go parent this child? But they don't want to hear it. And you know, we've got a battle with this Second Amendment thing that's coming up. And you know, we have a song called "Right to Bear," and it's all about protecting our Second Amendment and why it's there. And we're pushing that. And the fact of the matter is, that's it is our right to bear. It's our God-given right for protection.
That's
whatever God you serve. You have the right to protect yourself, your family, your property.
Yep.
That's not constitutionally based. And in it, the Constitution was, the Second Amendment was Supreme Court again.
We're going to run out of time, and I want you to tell people how they can help you, all right? How they can help you, how they can find your songs.
Okay, if you go to MadisonRising.com, you can check out some of our new album, Better Not Broken. You can look at all of our stuff. You can YouTube us. Just type in Madison Rising or Madison Rising Star Spangled Banner, and you'll get to everything. We're all over social media, Instagram, at Madison Rising, Facebook page. And if you want to talk to us directly, just go onto that Facebook page, send the Facebook page a message, and that's Madison Rising. And we are always in contact with people who want to speak to us. Good or bad, indifferent, whatever.
Yep. Keep up the good work. Love what you're doing with the patriotic songs, and keep up the fight. We'll check in with you from time to time. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.